from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, migrants are no longer able to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border after President Trump returned to office. Refugee admissions are also set to be suspended, leaving little recourse for people looking to get into the U.S. A President Biden policy ended asylum claims for people crossing the border illegally, but they could still use an app to schedule an appointment at a legal port of entry. At a White House event Tuesday where he took questions from reporters, President Trump was grilled about his decision to pardon January 6 rioters. The president said he found their sentences excessive.
These people have already served years in prison, and they've served them viciously. It's a disgusting prison. It's been horrible. It's inhumane. It's been a terrible, terrible thing.
By pardoning and commuting the sentences of those who took part in the January 6th riots, Trump essentially rendered the most expansive Justice Department investigation moot. A Toms River man who was among the hundreds of people convicted in those riots at the U.S. Capitol says the pardon by President Trump is just not enough. Robert Capitelli says their records need to be expunged and they should receive public apologies. Capitelli pleaded guilty last year to being disorderly and disruptive and to parading inside the Capitol. He was sentenced to probation and a $600 fine. This portion of the news made possible by Master Attic. Hearing noises in your attic or smell something coming up from your crawl space? You need Master Attic. They do it all. Seal off rodent entry points, remediate any damaged insulation, and install new insulation. Go to masterattic.com or call them at 800-285-4009. New Jersey is leading an 18-state lawsuit calling President Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship through executive orders unconstitutional.
It attacks a right that is core to our nation's earliest days. It's an assault on the very text of the Constitution, a right that our nation made sure to codify.
In order to amend the Constitution, both chambers of Congress would have to pass the amendment with a two-thirds majority. It also must be ratified by at least 38 out of 50 states. Hey, did you know that sparkling water can actually help you lose weight? According to a study out of Japan, sparkling water paired with a balanced diet and regular exercise can help you shed some pounds. And that's because the carbon dioxide in sparkling water can cause a process that boosts how much glucose the body uses, meaning less sugar is left behind as fat. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Still frigid, but a warm-up of sorts is on the way. Chief Meteorologist Just Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Temperatures in the teens would be totally typical this time of year in Duluth, Minnesota, for example. But here in New Jersey, we're running 20 plus degrees below normal for one more day. Highs upper teens to around 20 as sunshine emerges through this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Lows fall to around 10. Tomorrow will be a little bit better, a little bit warmer with sun and clouds. Highs reach into the upper 20s, and we have a shot at above freezing temperatures on Friday with lots of sunshine, highs in the lower 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights is 20, Manalapan's 21, Salem 17. Weather brought to you by Sielke Volkswagen of Flemington now through January 31st. Sielke Volkswagen of Flemington is giving customers a chance to lease two all-electric ID4s at one low payment of just $298 per month for both. See dealer for details.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.